Exclusive: Chip Roy leads conservatives urging HR 2 border security vote. By Bradley J. on December 19, 2025. Conservatives led by Representative Chip Roy, RTX, are urging a January 2026 vote on Republican signature border security legislation to ensure continuation of President Donald Trump's border security achievements through the next administration and beyond. Border security advocates championed H.R. 2 during the Biden administration as a tool to fight the orchestrated onslaught of migrants. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reported, H.R. 2 is a comprehensive immigration reform bill. It is being pushed by Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., who heads the Judiciary Committee. But it is quietly opposed by a handful of GOP representatives who favor a continued inflow of wage-cutting migrants into the jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. Upon his second inauguration, President Donald Trump quickly acted to reverse Joe Biden's policies, securing borders, arresting and deporting illegal immigrants, many with violent criminal records, and triggering a surge in self-deportations. But the good times won't last forever, and conservatives want laws in place to protect American safety, wages, and quality of life long after the Trump administration. And they want to ensure the bill is not watered down due to concerns of squishy Republicans and the big business lobby. Their letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and other members of leadership and committees of jurisdiction asks for a vote on the bill as is in January while Republicans still hold the House majority. The House of Representatives must finish what it started last Congress by passing H.R. 2 again and sending it to the Senate before another anti-borders administration exploits the loopholes in current law, which is what the Biden administration did, and unleashes another border crisis on the American people, the letter reads. Our nation is still reeling from the effects of mass, unchecked illegal immigration from the past 4 years, and will likely continue to feel those consequences for years to come. Roy and his compatriots praised Trump for his work, writing, "Illegal border crossings have fallen to record lows, as the administration has ended the absurd practice of releasing large numbers of economic illegal aliens into the interior, signaling to the world that catch and release is over." But they acknowledge that no presidential administration stays in power indefinitely, meaning the next administration can undo the policies of the outgoing Trump administration, which is precisely what former President Biden did when he was sworn into office on January 20, 2021. We cannot delay the passage of H.R. 2 any longer. The 18 Republicans assert that H.R. 2 contains the policy fixes that would prevent a crisis from recurring by fixing long-standing policy gaps in our asylum system, ending mass parole, ensuring aliens are detained at the border, enrolled into a safe third country, or turned away if operational control cannot be achieved. They also insist that the bill should be free of any amnesty, increases in permanent legal immigration, or guest workers. They added, while more enforcement-focused measures could be included in the next iteration of H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act is just that, ensuring the federal government has the statutes and framework to secure our borders from illegal immigration, bad actors, and poisonous drugs. Not a vehicle to insert amnesty for illegal aliens or to boost legal immigration flow in exchange for voting on common sense border security. Signing Roy's letter are Andy Biggs, Oz, Clay Higgins, LA, Eli Crane, Oz, Michael Cloud, TX, Ralph Norman, SC, Josh Brecking, OK, Keith Self, TX, Lauren Boebert, CO, Randy Fine, FL, Harriet Higman, Y, Wesley Hunt, TX, Byron Donalds, FL, Nick Begich, AK, Paul Gosar, Oz, Scott Perry, PA, Russ Fulcher, ID, and Andrew Clyde, GA. Read the full letter. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.